A housing extension was given the go-ahead despite concerns about overdevelopment after Bolton Council was kicked in the shins, too often with planning appeals. The plans for a single-storey rear and porch extension on Welbeck Road, Heaton, had been brought in for a debate at Town Hall. Councillor Anne Galloway, who represents the area on Bolton Council, had asked for the project to be debated at a meeting of the Planning Committee and said she was worried about the precedent that allowing a development like this could set. She said all of the other houses have either garages or one-storey shed extensions separated from the back or the front. She added, if you allow one, others will follow. Councillor Galloway told the meeting she was worried about the impact it could have on the rest of the area. She said, I see it as setting a precedent and it will change the character of the area. These points were echoed by Councillor Andy Morgan, also of the Heaton, Lostock and Chewmore ward, who said he was concerned about overdevelopment. He said, the biggest point is setting a precedent and we'd lose the whole character of that street eventually. Planning Committee Chair Councillor John Walsh added that one of his worries was about a terracing effect in areas like this. But Councillor Champak Mistry pointed out that the applicants had already made changes to the original plan, which included a rear dormer and a different design for the patio at the back. While Councillor Robert Morrissey was concerned about what material grounds the council could have or would have had for refusing the plan. Councillor David Wilkinson told the committee that he believed even if the council refused the plan, they were likely to win an appeal, drawing on other recent examples where government inspectors overruled the council's decisions to refuse proposals like these. He said, we've tried that one or two times in the past and we've come away with our shins well and truly kicked. Despite some votes against, the committee ultimately decided to give the plan the green light.